Here's the reason. If you do not feel you deserve that, you will find in a very short period of time how fast that money disappears from your life. You'll give it to a broker that will blow it. You'll buy something that will depreciate. You'll end up with a health issue. You'll end up with an accident. Something will happen to dissipate and bring you back down to where your self-worth level is. So if you receive an inheritance, you write down what you did to deserve this. Why am I having this money into me? The second you can see that you've deserved it, you will manage it differently because now it's valuable that you feel you worked for it. If you give a child at Christmas time, if you just say, let's go shopping, it's Christmas time, they're just going to buy low priority items and they're just going to do it and they're going to keep wanting to buy items around you. But if you say, okay, here's your money, now you decide what you want to do with it, it's your value system, they'll go dollar cost average on everything. They'll go around and measure this and see how much it is and think of how much money is left over, and they'll buy things according to priority. They won't just buy junk. How many of you notice it? They'll buy it according to their priority. If you explain to them why they deserve that and what they did to earn the money and how they really have earned that money, they'll manage it even different and they'll probably save some of it. But it's amazing how quick things will break down or dissipate or they won't have a value on it if you just give them money. So if you inherit money or win the lotto or anything like that, before you do anything with it, write down why you deserved it. What did you do in the past that deserved it? Because if you don't feel you deserved it, invariably you will have that money taken away from you. It'll just be dissipated in some weird way. Fights over the family will dissipate it. Injuries, sicknesses, poor investment choices, sharks that will grab your money. Because unconsciously you don't feel you deserve it and you don't want the tension and the guilt of owing. So whenever you feel you received money and didn't feel like you valued it or didn't feel like you earned it, you write that down and don't stop until you get a tear in the eye. And you know exactly why you received that money then. Intuitively, you'll know. When you do, you'll manage it differently because a person who works for their money manages money differently than a person who just inherits this money and doesn't feel they earned it. They'll manage it differently. Now, I'd like to shock you for a moment. I'd like you to... This will be a wake-up call. I'd like you to put your gross income per annual income here. Your gross annual income at the top of the page there. You can do it on the left or right. Left side of your page, actually. I'm using the right, but you can use the left side. Either way. Gross annual income. How much you make in a year before taxes. Underneath that, that is the real income. Just put it real. R, gross annual income. Underneath that, write down the ideal gross annual income. What would you prefer it to be? And be somewhat reasonable. What would you prefer it to be? Let's say your gross annual income, I'm just going to pick a number here, is 50. But you'd love to make 100. I'm just making up numbers because it could be twice as much, 10 times as much, or it could be half as much. Doesn't matter. And so you do it as you add those two together, the real and the ideal, and let's just say this is 50 and this is 100. So now you have 150. And then what happens is you now divide by 2. And you come up with 75,000 or whatever numbers you've got in there. So let's say your average income is 200,000 and you'd love to make 250 or 300,000. You put 200,000 plus 300,000, and so your net is 250,000. Let's say it's 50,000 is what you're making, and you'd like to make it 100, then it'd be 75. Let's say it's 25, you'd like to make 50. Then obviously it's going to be 33 or whatever it is in a third. You with me? Right underneath that, put your age. Whatever the age is.